Hello, ISU, and welcome to the SAB Report with Logan Ramsey. I'm here with Ben Storms, and he's going to give me the rundown on what SAB has in store. How you doing, Ben?
Doing pretty good. Thanks, Logan. So to start off, we will have a bingo that will be taking place tomorrow, which is the 11th, and that bingo will be taking place online. For anyone who hasn't participated in any of our online bingos, the way it works is we have a sign-up link on our website, and that will take you to a Google form, and then you can sign up and reserve your spot for the bingo, and that'll be over Zoom. We have tons of cool prizes that you can win. And then, again, that event is tomorrow, and it starts at 7 o'clock. So once you sign up and reserve your spot, you should be all set. And it's super easy, so...
Don't miss it, ISU.
Oh, there you go. We do also have a March Madness event going on that will be starting next week. The way that will work is to all the teams introduced in the bracket, any student who signs up will be assigned a team. And if your team makes it all the way and wins the tournament, then you will get a cash prize from that. So make sure to sign up for that once we do have it on our website. Again, it's just still putting a few things together for that. And then also next week, which will be the 15th through the 19th of March, we will have another themed gift box for students to come pick up. And this one will be called the Shamrock Box. So the way that works is any student who just comes into the Student Leadership and Engagement Center, which is on the first floor of the sub, any student can get one of these themed gift boxes. And they've got a whole bunch of cool snacks and a whole bunch of other cool things in them. So make sure you come get one of those.
Awesome. Yeah. Is that all the SAB has planned for this upcoming?
We have a couple more things coming up throughout March. That's what we're looking at.
Sweet.
But make sure to keep tuned to our social media. You know, follow our Instagram, our Twitter, go look at our Facebook, and then we all posting all of these events on our websites. So make sure to keep up to date on that stuff, and we'll be releasing more.
Yeah. And honestly, speaking as a senior here at ISU, going to events in your free time really does help with the college experience, especially when a lot of us have become social recluses over the last year.
Yeah, it's been tough, and especially just the pandemic's kind of forced us to, you know, just stick more to ourselves. But, you know, if you can get out to the events, we are trying to put more in person as the event limit got put up to 50.
Nice.
When we can put events in person, we definitely want to do that. Of course, making sure everybody's safe. But, yeah, I agree with you completely. Going to those events, it just makes college experience worthwhile. So,
yeah. You know, anyone listening, go check out some events, meet some new people, meet your Bengal community. Anything else you want to sign off with, Ben?
No, I'm okay. Just thank you for having me again, Logan.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in to the SAB Report. My name is Logan Ramsey, and stay cool, ISU.